Here at the Bear Crop Science West Sacramento facility opening, a new facility for research and development, biologics, and vegetable seeds. With me is Dr. Jonathan Margolis, who is Vice President of Biologics Research. And that's what this is about, is research and development. So what type of research exactly are we talking about being done here?
Okay, so let's back up and actually talk about what are biologics. So there's a whole range of products that fall under that category. So where we've focused is primarily on beneficial microbes, so bacteria and fungi that are isolated from the environment, usually soil, and we have a large collection, about 100,000 of those. What we do here is characterize those in a whole bunch of different ways to pick out the very best ones that can be used to create new agricultural products. So that entails usually screening for whether they can control plant pathogens, bacteria or other fungi, whether they can kill insects or nematodes, or whether they have activity in what we call crop efficiency, so whether they can fundamentally stimulate yield or stress tolerance in the plant. Once we find those most interesting microbes, ultimately what we'll do is look at the chemical profile of what they make, because that's how microbes act, is that they signal to the plant, they inhibit or kill other organisms, and then we figure out ways to be able to grow them in a very, very consistent, very, very high yield, efficient way. And it's, you know, for anyone who's ever made beer or wine, the process is a little bit like that, but just much more high tech. But we're growing them in these big liquid fermenters with stirring and providing the right nutrients. And once we've developed a method, then that ultimately gets scaled up to commercial production.
So what do you start with? You start with the problem and trying to solve it? Is that how you start?
We're always starting with the problem, because that means that we're starting with the customer in mind. So that's a key tenet for Bayer. We call those research targets or product concepts. And then once we know what's really the need that's out there from talking to growers and from talking to retailers, then what we'll do is design a project around that. So we have a major new initiative in the company, for example, around crop efficiency, this idea of developing products, particularly as seed treatments for broadacre crops, where we can apply them onto the seed and we can, in the end, promote increased yield.
Why the combination of biologics and vegetable seeds? I mean, why are they both here for R&D here at this facility?
Well, we have to back up and remember that the Central Valley is probably one of the richest growing regions in the world, and it's the source of the majority of fruits and vegetables for the U.S. So there's that kind of immediate connection. There's also a world-class university. UC Davis is one of the premier agricultural research universities in the world. So we can draw on those two facts. But in addition, the vegetable seed group was already here, based in Davis originally. The nucleus of the biologics group was a company called AgriQuest that was also based in Davis. So part of it is just fortuitous. What we're excited about is that going forward, there's some really interesting synergies between the group, both sort of laboratory technology, and we think that there's opportunities to provide ultimately integrated solutions to the customer. Maybe, for example, seed treatments onto vegetable seeds.
Yeah, because right now most of the seed treatments are based on the bigger crops, the corn and soybeans and that kind of thing, right?
That's right. That's been the focus to date, and I think this is a big opportunity still. There are some there's some work that's done on seed treatment for very high value vegetable crops, though.
Well, when we're talking about biologics, it's not just we're talking about a product that's going to be used by itself. You these are with other products to make a whole integrated crop solution.
Yeah, that's exactly the phrase that we would use. And so for us on the research side, there's three pillars in effect. There's the biologics, which I represent. There's the traditional very, very strong expertise in chemical products. And then there's also plant breeding and traits. And so the goal is to be able to bring those together for the grower so that we offer the best set of tools for him or her to efficiently and have the highest yield and the best result. In the case of horticultural crops, for example, that could be integrated spray programs where people are applying different products during the year. In the case of broadacre crops, it might be a mixture seed treatment like our Poncho Votivo product.
Well, one of the questions I had when I was talking to somebody else about this, I know like one of the big concerns facing especially crop growers here in California, in particular strawberries, is a loss of methyl bromide. Is there a potential for a replacement for that in a biologics or an integrated type of system?
Yeah, I think that would almost certainly have to be an integrated program. The thing about methyl bromide is its power is that it's essentially indiscriminate. It kills weeds, it kills diseases, it kills nematodes, and to be able to replace that with a single agent is going to be that would also be safe and environmentally benign is a very, very tall order. So I think we'll see integrated solutions to be able to meet that. But certainly biologics can address part of that. Nematode control is a great example of that today.
Well, and another thing, as far as biologics, we think of mostly controlling things like diseases and pests, but do we have potential for weed control, particularly when we're talking about the resistance weeds?
I think that's a really exciting idea. It's not an area that we're pursuing today. You can imagine that going out today with a live biological material that kills plants, that's basically a plant pathogen, is a challenging problem. There are products out on the market today that do look like that are very, very selective to individual weed species. But the idea that we'd find a broad spectrum agent like that's a tough hill to climb. The thing for people to take away is this idea that we don't see biologics as a standalone solution, but it's part of this integrated crop solution where we're delivering the biologic, we're delivering the chemical, and we're delivering the seeds and traits so that ultimately the growers have those three to work together.
Thank you very much. Here at the Bayer Crop Science Facility opening in West Sacramento, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.